Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. Of course, a big Friday coming up tomorrow. Just heard from Eric Nadell. He can't make tomorrow's 440 because he's in Cuba. Yeah. Says the cell service isn't that great right now, so you can't get a call in tomorrow. But we are joined by a special guest right now from All City, national NBA writer Tim Cato, here to talk about what is next for the Mavs. And a good afternoon, Tim. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys today?
We are. We're doing great. You know, we love talking basketball with you. And we thought, well, there's not going to be much going down here for the next couple of weeks. But there were a couple of days ago making the decision, then the presser yesterday. So I guess now it goes to who's going to be the next coach. And, of course, we have great memories of Sean Sweeney, who's now doing great things with the Spurs. So that'd be my first question for you, as you were on the beat when Sweeney was on the Mavs bench. Do you think he'd be a good fit here?
Absolutely. Sean Sweeney's going to be a coach in the NBA sooner than later. Obviously can't tell you right now on this radio hit if, you know, he's going to be the Mavericks coach, but absolutely, I am a Sean Sweeney fan. I think he's very impressive. That's what everybody says about him. And yeah, you know, he does have a relationship with Jason Kidd. And I've had people even suggest, I was on obviously the DL show yesterday, and I saw people in the comments talking about would that relationship with Jason Kidd, since they just released Jason Kidd, since there has been reporting, that Jason Kidd and his approval or willingness to do the Luka Doncic trade, that was part of the tension, part of the, you know, idea that Dallas was just going to do a clean slate. Would that relationship with Jason Kidd preclude him from the job? But I would point to last summer, where Sean Sweeney left the Mavericks. You know, like, this is not a, you know, directly tied at the hip situation or anything approaching that. Sean Sweeney does have a relationship with Jason Kidd, but I would not lump him into, just a Jason Kidd type or anything like that. Absolutely. You know, if he were to be offered a head coaching job, I'm sure he would take it. The question is more about, is Dallas going, would Dallas do that? But I think he should be on their list. I think he should be interviewed. I think he should be someone that they take a serious look at.
Do you think it was a good decision to let Kidd go?
And ended up in Dallas. I think that would be a fantastic thing.
Tim Cato here with you on 105.3 The Fan from All City. Do you think it was a good idea to let Jason Kidd go?
I think it was probably unavoidable. I think it's a decision, like I said, that fully cleans house. I think that Jason Kidd has merits as a head coach. I think that with the right squad, he can elevate players to be more of the sum of their parts. He also has three losing seasons in 4 years in Dallas. You don't get to rest wholly on a conference, like a surprising conference finals run and then a surprising finals run. You know, that those don't weigh so much more than the fact that, I think we all agree that the 22-23 team, underperformed under Jason Kidd's coaching. More so than that, Jason Kidd is somebody who wants influence. He wants to have some level of power within an organization. He obviously wanted the GM job. He was very interested in the job that went to Masai Ujiri. I don't think that's directly, why he was let go or fired or why they parted ways. But I do think that, just you know, someone like Masai is so big and so, you know, influential. If you're going to hire him, you're committing to his project. Mm-hmm. You're committing to him running the show. And I just don't think that was ever going to jive or mesh well with Jason Kidd as head coach.
Tim Cato with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I think I was a little bit surprised initially because of the relationship that it seemed like Jason Kidd had with Kyrie and Cooper Flagg, and it's such a player-driven league, at least from the outside looking in. Can you help put into context, like, was that relationship maybe overblown, and how much in terms of keeping Cooper Flagg happy will that influence the decision of the next coach?
I don't think it was overblown at all. I think he, one of Jason Kidd's very most prominent strengths is building these relationships with his star players. And when you had Luka and Kyrie on the same team, I'm not sure there's another coach in the NBA who could have managed and built those relationships better than he could have. It did. But, you know, Kyrie, and we can talk about, you know, his exact future with the team, but, you know, he's adaptable. You know, maybe he's part of the future. Maybe he isn't. I sure hope he is. With Cooper, he's, you know, he's 19, he's 20. I don't think at this stage, there's any indication that Cooper is going to be someone who, you know, doesn't mesh with the next head coach. You know, at the press conference, Masai said that they were, you know, both involved. They were both, you know, this decision was brought to them. You know, not that they had influence over it, but you know, it was communicated to them. I don't think there's any concern about Cooper Flagg at this point of his career, though. You know, that he's going to, you know, like, this isn't going to linger with him. I don't have any indication of that, at least.
Tim, do you think this is some big comprehensive search for a guy, or do you think they have the one or two guys that they want to zero in on?
I think that's a great question. I would imagine that the starting point for how this decision happened, how they, you know, parted ways with Jason Kidd, was more of an examination of, can Jason Kidd mesh with Masai Ujiri in the front office? That's my best guess and understanding. So it wasn't a approach of, can we get someone better than Jason Kidd? It's, does this even work? You know, oddly enough, my sense is that the biggest fan of Jason Kidd being the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks was not Jason Kidd, was not Masai Ujiri, but was Patrick Dumont. Just a very curious situation. Very clearly, you know, and you know, he extended him before last season. Patrick Dumont did extended Jason Kidd. He clearly believed in Jason Kidd as a head coach. But when you bring in someone like Masai, it is an indication that you are handing him the reins, you know, and that this is going to be his project. He has both hands on the steering wheel. He is fully in charge. He also has a lot of relationships with people around the league. And, you know, when they decided, okay, Jason Kidd does not fit, I imagine it's not like, okay, well, let's go see which head coaches are out there. Masai has names and candidates and people that, you know, I'm sure were very quickly like in his, you know, the short-term memory part of his brain that he just kind of, okay, let's look at these guys. You know, I think and hope Sean Sweeney is on the list. I think Tiago Splitter is someone who comes from Paris Basketball, a very innovative European club. The same club that Darko.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Came from who is the Raptors head coach that you know that Masai hired in 2023, I believe. So there could be something there. Nick Nurse is under contract. He's employed by the Philadelphia 76ers, but with Daryl Morey going out the door, You maybe could see the writing on the wall. It's possible that, you know, it's, I see a possibility that, that Nick Nurse would look very curiously or interestedly at the Dallas gig. And, you know, maybe that's something that can be worked out even with him, you know, technically being employed. And then Mike Inouye is the other name. I believe Mark Stein, my colleague Mark Stein, reported that connection that that him and Masai, you know, have past history in a positive way. Mike Inouye is the lead assistant in Minnesota, and he has been someone who has been lauded for being one of those future head coach types. I think any of those four names would be very interesting, very appealing. They all have pros and cons, but definitely pros. And the other thing to remember is that Dallas is the one head coaching opening vacancy right now that has Cooper Flagg. Sure. That's pretty appealing. In my mind, that's more appealing than any other candidate or, you know, any other situation. So if I'm Dallas, I would assume, I would believe that I am coming into this head coaching search from a position of strength, because there's no situation that's more appealing than, hey, come coach Cooper Flagg.
Tim, I was, you know, and I was just wondering, in the NBA, is the game of connect the dots, is it one that tends to work out, or is it one like, no, I'm not? I mean, you went through a lot of those candidates and stuff like that, and but with the NBA, is the history of connect the dots, does that seem to always play out, or is it, nah, we need to keep an open mind? It could be, you know, we heard whispers about the John Shire, the Duke coach. I mean, where should we, what should we believe in, and what direction it might go?
When you say connect the dots, you mean
like if a guy has been like, yeah, like Nick Nurse
are the biggest indicator.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, are we going to get, you know, are we just automatically, and in a lot of sports, we always try and play connect the dots, and then you're like, oh, then it happens. I just wondered, in your experience with the NBA, is connect the dots a game that tends to lead to coaches being hired?
Yes. Yes, it is. I think that's kind of how life works, to be honest.
Sure.
In a lot of ways. But absolutely. I can tell you, you guys remember Greg St. Jean, the assistant coach that was initially on Jason Kidd's staff?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
He hired, or he had a lot of influence in a lot of the hires Jason Kidd and the Mavericks made that first season. I want to say I'm playing. I think it's St. John's. He went to St. John's, I believe. Apologies if I got that wrong. It's something like that. A lot of the people Dallas hired when Jason Kidd first came in were people who went to St. John's, who had a relationship with Greg St. Jean. Mm. You know, so absolutely, we've seen that. You know, nepo isn't the right word, but you know, just the personal relationships absolutely 100% matter in the NBA, and it is how often, you know, people go place to place.
What was Sweeney's motivation for leaving the Mavs last year?
I mean, it was mostly that he, so okay, I'm rewinding to that moment when, you know, I was deeply embedded in it. After the finals run, Dallas did not extend its assistance for the most part. I believe there's one, I think Jared Dudley was, but that is a NBA tradition that if you have a successful season, and absolutely in 2024, the Mavericks going to the finals was a success. It was a surprise. It was an overachievement. The typical thing that happens is that the entire coaching staff gets rewarded, and Jason Kidd got an extension, actually in the middle of that finals run, but his assistants didn't, which is why Sean Sweeney was a free agent last summer. And so he chose to go to a place that paid him a lot of money. And technically, you know, he's the lead assistant in Dallas, but you know, they did give him a associate head coach title, which is a, you know, slightly higher, you know, slightly better title. But it came from, you know, just kind of this lack of tradition that wasn't applied. And I've heard a million reasons. I mean, not a million. I've heard like three or four different reasons why that might have been the case. And, you know, some people have argued Jason Kidd didn't go to bat for them enough. Some people have argued that was just kind of the way Dumont did it. But that was why. And, you know, it clearly, you know, I watched game two last night. You know, this is, you know, the Spurs is looking like the Spurs Thunder is looking like one of the best series we've had in quite some time. And, you know, can't really fault Sean for the choice. It seemed to have worked out pretty well for him.
Listening to Mike Schmitz, who was on with KNC earlier today, they obviously have an eye on what's going on in the series. And with two teams that are in your conference, in your division with the Spurs and the Thunder, yeah, how do you see that maybe impacting what they do this offseason? I know we kind of hinted around Kyrie, but is that somebody that you think that they want here moving forward to pair with Cooper Flagg? Or is that, you know what, we're going to build young and kind of follow this model that those two franchises have?
I would imagine they want Kyrie here because he's Kyrie Irving, and it's a joy to watch him play basketball. He's one of the greatest hoopers, you know, most you know, enjoyable to watch type guys, and you know, he's been fantastic here. You know, like we all know that. We all know how much he has, you know, embraced Dallas. That, you know, any controversy in any past stops is just not who he's been when he's, you know, in his time here. That said, I do think you can make an argument that the Spurs and the Thunder are at such a high level of basketball that Dallas might just admit, okay, you know, like that's something we're probably a few years away from, and maybe a few more draft picks, you know, maybe a few more chances to really build this team more slowly. Not to say that, you know, they don't own their picks, so they're not going to be tanking. You know, I'm not suggesting, you know, that this team will not be trying to win going into next season. They will be trying to win. But if you're watching this series, maybe it is an acknowledgement that a slow, methodical, or slightly slower methodical build with Kyrie, you know, it's just not going to match Kyrie's timeline. If he's interested in contention, you know, I do think that Dallas would be right to do right by him and, you know, try to honor that. If there are deals, if there are opportunities to build for Cooper's future you know, get Kyrie somewhere that he wants to play. But I don't think any of that is determined right now. And my hope and my best guess is that Kyrie will at least start the season. And that's a conversation or a debate or a topic that you can get to at the trade deadline throughout the season, depending on how things go. I would be bummed out personally if I never see Kyrie and Cooper get to play together.
Yeah, me too. Great stuff, Tim. Can't thank you enough for your insights and the time with us. And enjoy the rest of these playoffs and your offseason. We'll try to catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Great to talk.
Salute. There he goes. Tim Cato, All-City, national NBA writer, a hell of a guest, hell of a Mavs beat writer for many years. And his insights are much appreciated here as we continue to track this story for you. Okay, top 100 college football stories as the college football season sits 100 days away. You want some of this? I know you do. It's next year in the nation.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.